Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, we're going to be picky just because of roster spots valuable. So we're going to be, you know, looking at who we need to add and who's going to be available as well. So, again, we need to spread the floor. So, you know, we're definitely going to take a look at some shooting. And we'll go from there.
Arturas Karnišovas needing to spread the floor with some shooting. I don't know what you can find with a mid-level exception or the biannual exception, but there could be something there. Free agency starts tonight, and the NBA is coming, in his words, the words of Karnišovas, fast and furious. Here to talk about that is Keith Smith of Yahoo Sports. He is at Keith Smith NBA. He is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hello, Keith.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Before we get into some of these specifics of free agency, let's pull back a little bit and just talk about how the NBA got here, how post-bubble, post-Lakers championship, how quickly this had to be turned around and how they had to decide on a schedule with built-in flexibility and how the travel is going to work amid a worsening pandemic. How did they do this so fast, and why did they do this so fast?
Yeah, the how is really the strength of the relationship between the NBA, the league office, the teams, and the Players Association and the players themselves. They really have, I think, in all of the professional sports, the best working relationship. They understand, you know, it's the old saying of a half a watermelon is better than a whole grape. So you really should work together to you know, make things happen when you can. So I think, you know, as far as how quickly that was done, to in a lot of ways save the 21-22 season and get it back on the regular calendar, get it back on track. Because what the NBA knows is playing those games in the summertime, even in a pandemic when people should have been inside, people just weren't looking for basketball in the summer. So they did not really want to be playing those games in the summer. The players didn't really like it. They understood for this past year to get the season completed, but the NBA wanted to get back on their regular calendar. That's why everything's coming so fast. That's why it's going to end right around the usual time, a little bit later, and then that'll allow next season to get back on the normal calendar and get things moving in a hopefully what's a better environment in a much more normal situation.
What are your expectations for teams spending in general, for the values of free agents, and how the recent financial situation is going to impact spending?
Yeah, I think because what the league did was they locked the cap this year, and then in future years, they put a cap on how much it can grow, that the hope is things will recover. We know they will. It might be, you know, not this coming season. It might be the one after that. But in the next few years, I think because they limited how much things will grow, they now are in a position to spend a bit more this offseason. So I think you're going to see teams. I mean, we've already seen the Golden State Warriors be very aggressive by using their trade exception to bring in Kelly Oubre, which pushes their tax bill north of $100 million. And, you know, they're a different circumstance than some of the other teams, but I think everybody's going to be pretty aggressive because at the end of the day, the league is pretty wide open. The Lakers are the champs, but they aren't seen as an unbeatable group by any means. So I think there are a lot of teams that are going to try to load up and go for it and challenge the Lakers for a championship, and that means spending money.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday, looking at the East. The number of teams that have sort of sold out to be in go-for-it mode means if the Bulls are careful, they may be able to time this just right with a typically deliberate rebuild. They may be in a better position in a couple years when other teams have to pay the piper for going for it.
Yeah, they absolutely could be. The Bulls are, you know, they're kind of in that next tier down. They're not quite a playoff team. If everything breaks right and they have health and players develop, they could certainly be in the mix, especially with the advent of the play-in system where you only got to get to 10 to have a shot at getting into the postseason if you can win your way in. So, yeah, I could see that being the direction that they go. I think they're a little more stuck roster-wise just with Otto Porter opting into his contract and then to some of the other things. So I don't know that they're going to make big moves, but I think that's almost to their benefit to be a little bit more patient and just kind of continue building this thing. And hopefully they'll have better health to see what they have in their players, because that's the single biggest thing that's been lacking is the ability to get all those guys on the floor together.
Is there a cloud of names for that $9.3 million mid-level exception? I mean, that used to sound like a lot of money, and now it's really not. And I was thinking, I saw that Bobby Portis just got waived by the Knicks. He made $15 million last year. I'm just, what names would we be talking about if they decided to grab somebody at that number?
Yeah, and Bobby Portis made so much money last year because the Knicks were kind of left standing there with all kinds of money to spend and not very many people to spend it on. So they just kind of started throwing it around a little bit crazy last season. But, yeah, the guys you're looking at, I think, for Chicago, and if I remember correctly, the new front office is prioritizing adding some shooting, which yep. makes sense. I think that's what they need to add to the roster. So those are the types of players you're kind of taking a look at. A guy like Wayne Ellington would be a great fit for part of that mid-level exception. He's one of the better shooters on the market. Joe Harris is the best shooter out there, but he's probably going to be priced out. I don't think that's going to be enough to get him. So you're kind of looking around at the guys who are probably one skill guys for that, but guys you can push in. And that should be enough because there's only a couple of teams with significant cap space at this point, the Knicks and the Hawks. That $9 million should be enough to still get you a good quality player, because what you're looking at there is those guys are going to be kind of left standing when the Knicks and Hawks spend their money elsewhere, and they're going to be looking for deals, and that mid-level exception is going to be a very enticing piece at that point.
Ooh, I like Joe Harris. That you couldn't see my eyebrows raised, but that is I like that name.
Yeah, I just think that I think for a couple reasons why he's going to get too expensive. Either the Hawks or the Hornets are going to really push to get him, and they're going to be throwing around big money. But the Nets also know that they need him. They have no way to replace what he brings, and they need, with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and who knows if they go after James Harden or not, they need guys who are, content to be spot-up shooters, who can knock it down and don't need the ball in their hands very much, and Harris plays that role to a T. So I'd be surprised if Brooklyn lets him get away.
What does Gordon Hayward know that I may not? Opting out at 30 years old with his injury history, opting out of $34.2 million. Is there a handshake deal already done?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that there's either something already done, either with Boston, where he's going to add, 3 or 4 years to his contract for, let's say he re-signs now for 4 years, $80 to $100 million. What that does is, sure, he gave up money this year, but he added long-term security. For a guy who's had his kind of health history for his time with the Celtics, that long-term security is worth locking in. Or he may know he's got something from Atlanta or New York sitting there for him. That's a pretty big contract for him to head off to there. And then the third option is, if he wanted to go home to somewhere like Indiana, the Celtics could work with him on arranging a sign-in trade where they send him there, and then Boston gets other pieces back that helps them kind of rebalance their roster as they move forward. So there's still a lot of paths forward with Gordon Hayward. My guess is he and his team have a sense of what is actually available to them out there, and now they're going to be working with the Celtics on the best way to move forward.
What's being said around the league about the Bulls right now, about the now that they have restructured their coaching staff, now that they have hired a representative developmental staff? Are people taking notice that the Bulls are now going to engage and play some big boy basketball business here?
Yeah, there's a sense that you talk to other teams and as you talk to agents and even some players that the Bulls are kind of finally moving out of the past. It felt like they were stuck for a period of time with the group, and they had had some success with some of the teams under Gar Foreman and John Paxson, but then that kind of slipped away. But then it was they just kind of kept pressing repeat on things is what the feeling was. So now what everybody is kind of looking for is, can they get Wendell Carter, Lauri Markkanen, Kobe White, Zach LaVine, and Otto Porter on the floor together for, you know, half the season at a minimum, so they can really evaluate, all right, how do these guys fit? Because those guys played so little time together last season, you have no idea, you know, what you have in those players. And then Patrick Williams is seen as a lot. I know a lot of teams were not happy that the Bulls snagged him in the draft, because they were hoping he would slip down a little bit to them. He was a guy who his numbers don't jump off the page at you, but you got to look at his role on the Florida State team, which was very deep, had a lot of good players. Everybody kind of had to share the wealth there. But if you project him into what he could be as an NBA athlete with his skill set, there were a lot of teams who really were hopeful of getting a chance at him. And they think Chicago got a great player, especially as Porter may be moving on after this season. Williams should be able to slot right in with the other young guys and fit in perfectly.
More Bulls optimism. Love to hear it. Keith Smith, thanks as always. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Y'all stay safe, you and yours.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.